Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, it's the Great Debate, the debate for Lieutenant Governor between Sue Loudon and Mark Hutchison. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is a bizarre.
Bizarre.
The final TV debate, exclusively on Nevada Newsmakers, between Sue Loudon and Mark Hutchison, is brought to you by Pro Group Management. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to host the debate, the final televised debate for Lieutenant Governor between former State Senator Sue Loudon and current State Senator Mark Hutchison. Pleasure to have you here on the program. We're going to give you each a minute opening statement. We tossed a coin, and Sue Loudon, you get to go first.
Well, thank you, Sam. I'm really happy to be here today. Thank you for everybody who's watching out there. And most of all, thank you, Mark Hutchison, for showing up. I'm happy that you're here to finally debate me. It's great. You know, people have a misconception of what the lieutenant governor's job really is, and it really is about tourism and it's about economic development by statute. And what I've been doing is bringing the statute with me so that people can see that you're the chairman of tourism. And I think I'm uniquely qualified for that job because I've spent 30 years in the tourism and hospitality industry. Actually, more than that, if you consider all the years I waitressed through high school and through college. And I'm someone who's brought special events and conventions and visitors from all over the world here to Clark County. I'd like to do that on a statewide basis. I go to Elko and I go to Reno and Mesquite or wherever I go, and everybody wants more tourists. I've run two hotels. I've been the president of a hotel in Las Vegas and one in most recently in Laughlin. And I know the business. I'm going to be someone who won't need any on-the-job training from day one.
And that's where we are in a
minute. I'll be able to start the job.
All right. Mark Hutchison, your minute.
Thank you very much, Sam. Thanks for having me here. It's great to be here with you as well, Sue, and happy Mother's Day yesterday. It's good to be here at our fifth debate. And I'm grateful to have an opportunity to be able to talk with you, Sam, as well as the people of Nevada about this very important position. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor because I want to continue to fight for Nevada. You know, I had opportunities in my professional life to represent the state of Nevada in the fight against Obamacare, to protect Nevada's constitutional rights, and I want to continue that fight. I want to continue to to see the economy improve as it has under Brian Sandoval, and to continue to be an important partner with him in seeing the economy improve and diversifying our economy, job growth and development and opportunities. I'm somebody who's run a small business. I started my business from scratch. Nobody handed me the keys to the executive office. I built a business from scratch, understand what burdensome regulations and high taxes can do to small businesses. And we've got to continue to promote job growth and opportunities for Nevadans, and that's what I want to do as Lieutenant Governor.
All right, and that's 60 seconds right there. So let's go with our first question. You get up to 2 minutes to answer, and then the other candidate will get a 30-second opportunity to rebut. So a petition has been filed with the Secretary of the State that could eventually lead to a vote of the people in 2016 about allowing recreational use of marijuana by adults in the state. State Senator Tick Sagerblum predicts if the law is changed to allow recreational marijuana, Las Vegas will become the Amsterdam of the West, giving a big boost to Nevada tourism. As Lieutenant Governor, you would chair the Commission on Tourism. So do you approve or support the idea of recreational marijuana as a way to grow the tourism industry?
I would be voting against a bill if that was something on the ballot, that initiative, or if it was in the legislature, a bill like that. I'd be voting against that. I don't see where there's any redeeming factors, social redeeming factors, for our state to have recreational marijuana. Clearly, Senator Sagerblum is correct that it would be good for tourism, that it's something that would attract people to come to Nevada. And we would probably make some money off of it, some revenue off of it. But I feel, as someone who really lives here, who has raised her children here, whose children are going to be staying here and working here, that I don't see any good side of recreational marijuana for the whole state. And I fear for what could happen in terms of the fiber of what would go on with our young people. I fear about policing, you know, what would happen. I've asked some of our sheriff's candidates most recently, how are you even going to police medical marijuana? If someone's in a traffic accident, for instance, how do you decide whether or not that person is, is it a DUI or what is it? And they're even confused in that regard as far as how they're going to police that. You know, it's going to be interesting to watch what happens in Colorado. You know, that's a good test case for us to be watching. But right now, how I feel, and I feel very strongly, that I would not be going forward with recreational marijuana.
Okay. Senator Hutchison, do you want to rebut, or would you just like to answer the question?
I'm happy to answer the question. I spoke on the Senate floor this last session and said, don't even come talk to me about medical or recreational marijuana during the course of our discussion and debates about medical marijuana. Medical marijuana was on the ballot. Nevadans amended their constitution, and now they have a constitutional right to medical marijuana. That's why I was involved in supporting legislation that I think is a model now for the rest of the nation. But it was a constitutional right that Nevadans have. Recreational marijuana use is not the way to go. I think it would be detrimental to our city and to our state.
All right. Do you wish to rebut anything?
No.
All right, then. Let's take a break, and we'll come back right back on Nevada Newsmakers Without Debate after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
My opponent wants to make a campaign issue over the fact that I donated money to Harry Reid's campaign 25 years ago. He's right, I did, when the senator was far less liberal. 4 years ago, I spent $2 million trying to defeat Reid. On the other hand, my opponent voted for $1 billion worth of taxes and Obamacare three times just last year. I want to be your lieutenant governor, and I'm asking for your support. I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
The final TV debate, exclusively on Nevada Newsmakers, between Sue Loudon and Mark Hutchison, is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation, our debate, in fact, with Sue Loudon and Mark Hutchison, candidates for lieutenant governor. And I've got a specific question for each of you, and the other person may comment if they wish at the end of it. Sue, your 2010 U.S. Senate campaign still owes various vendors a total of $600,000, according to Laura Myers of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The Las Vegas Review-Journal also reports you're awaiting approval of your payment plan from the Federal Elections Commission to pay off the vendors yourself. How do you think voters will respond to your debt from that 2010 campaign?
Well, I think that they have understood that this is a political season and this is a political issue. The FEC hasn't shown any reason to come and ask me about my report. My report was handed in December, and everybody seems very happy with what's going on as far as the report. And believe me, if the FEC had an issue with the report, they would be saying something to me. I think that it is the political season, and this has been made into a political issue because it's one of those things that could easily be misconstrued. You know, I'm in a lawsuit, for instance, with one of the vendors who I adamantly will tell you that I do not owe any money. And so rather than being given a bill, like a power bill, you pay $500 and you get the power bill, it says $5,000, and you say, I'm not going to pay that, and you fight it. That's what I'm doing. I am entitled to my day in court. My opponent, who touts himself as a constitutional attorney, knows that I'm due my day in court, and I deserve that. And I think things have been taken out of context on that report and on that trial in particular, and that's unfortunate because you can poke anything you want out of depositions or whatever, and try somebody in the press. And I'm surprised at you, honestly, that you'd be doing that, being the attorney that you are. And you say you're a constitutional attorney, and you know I should have due process and have my day in court. And that's the same with the FEC. The FEC will decide what's going on. You know, Rudy Giuliani, who has the same attorney as I do out of Washington, D.C., experts in the FEC, had took about 10 months for the FEC to approve his application to dissolve the campaign. So I'm thinking that mine's going to take about that time. Okay. It's a very complicated.
And that is time. So you have the opportunity, if you wish, to comment for 30 seconds.
Well, I've said all along, Sam, that this is going to be a matter between Ms. Loudon and the primary voters. We're both vying for the highest level position within the executive branch of government, the second highest position within the state government, within the executive branch. And Nevadans are going to decide whether or not the explanations that Ms. Loudon has given ring true with them. I can tell you that I'm concerned about, as a small business owner, somebody who does work for somebody when they ask me to do something for them and I expect to get paid. And if that's not happening, that's unfortunate.
And that is time.
So I have a moment to rebut.
If you want to rebut.
Yes, I would say that as a personal injury attorney, you always go back to the doctor or the clinics or the hospital and renegotiate many of the fees and many of the payments that are due. That you do that, and your attorneys do that on a daily basis. It's very common, and I'm surprised that you're making an issue out of something that's common practice.
Well, do you want to rebut to
that? Sure. I've been called a lot of things in my life, but not a personal injury lawyer. I'm not a personal injury lawyer. I'm a defense lawyer who defends and represents businesses and corporations throughout Nevada. I've done that throughout my entire career. And I know as a business owner and somebody who's represented business owners how important it is to business owners to get paid for the work that they do. I don't think grinding people down to 40 cents on the dollar is the Nevada way. But again, you know, primary voters can make a decision about what's going on here.
And you're saying you've never done that?
My own personal debts? Absolutely not.
In your practice that you've never done that? None of your attorneys that you say that you employ, that's not a practice that you have in your law firm?
I can tell you that any money that is owed by our law firm or me personally, I pay my bills.
No, I'm talking about your clients.
Oh, my clients, I'm not a personal injury lawyer. I think the assumption is I'm a personal injury lawyer. I'm not
lawyer. You employ them.
I don't employ personal injury lawyers. We are a business litigation, business defense law firm. We defend and we represent businesses. And businesses are outraged by individuals who won't pay their bills. They rely on that to feed their families, to pay their payroll. That's the challenge, I think, that's going on here. It's not paying your bills.
I'm going to let Sue take the last word here, and then I want to move on.
I would just say that I have no one who's been outraged. No one's called me. If someone's called you, please have them call me, because I don't know who you're talking about.
All right, and let's leave it here. Let's take a break, and we'll come back more with our debate after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
My opponent wants to make a campaign issue over the fact that I donated money to Harry Reid's campaign 25 years ago. He's right, I did, when the senator was far less liberal. 4 years ago, I spent $2 million trying to defeat Reid. On the other hand, my opponent voted for $1 billion worth of taxes and Obamacare 3 times just last year. I want to be your lieutenant governor, and I'm asking for your support. I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message.
How would we describe the new hand-breaded chicken tender Texas Toast Sandwich from A&W? How about hashtag super tasty, large, and in-charge Texas Toast 2 sandwich made with 100% white meat chicken tenders and classic or spicy papa sauce only for a limited time? In other words, it's a mouthful. Try one now at your local A&W.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
Dynamic dollars have hit the Eldorado casino floor. Now keep on winning as you play dollars, earn Pirates Gold bonus games. Start your engines with NASCAR virtual racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with Progressive Payout. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our fantastic Friday slot tournaments.
Dynamic dollars are great. I love the bonuses.
The atmosphere and the ambiance is just wonderful.
Eldorado! Dynamic dollars at the Eldorado.
Introducing A&W's 2 new Polar Swirl flavors. Sour Patch Kids, unexpected. Sour and sweet, a little mysterious. Nutter Butter, smooth peanut butter deliciousness with a classic cookie crunch. Try them both now at your local A&W.
The final TV debate, exclusively on Nevada Newsmakers, between Sue Loudon and Mark Hutchison, is brought to you by Pro Group Management. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, as we continue with our last segment of our debate here in the lieutenant governor's race between Sue Loudon and Mark Hutchison. And the question goes to State Senator Hutchison. You led Nevada's legal fight under 2 Nevada governors to stop Obamacare. Ultimately, however, the battle was lost. Your opponent has noted you later voted for 3 bills in the 2013 legislature to implement the program in Nevada, which was later signed into law by the governor. Do you think your voting record may confuse voters on your stance on the Affordable Care Act? And how do you stand on it?
Well, I don't think there's anybody in Nevada who has fought harder to defeat Obamacare than me. I spent hundreds of my own hours pro bono representing represented the people of the state of Nevada. I have spent my own money doing that as well, and I fought that on behalf of the Nevadans and the state of Nevada all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, once the Supreme Court upheld that law, Nevada then had two choices. One, either Nevada could manage the provisions of the Obamacare legislation, or the federal government would come do that for you. There are three pieces of legislation that my opponent points to. One has to do with giving tax breaks to business individuals who have to comply with, among other things, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. And that was a piece of legislation that was unanimously voted on by the Senate. Every single Republican agreed that we ought to give businesses who have to comply with the ACA a tax break. That's not supporting Obamacare. That's giving businesses an opportunity to survive who have to live with Obamacare. The next point was a vote that every one of us took, and again, every Republican voted in favor of this in the Senate, to place facilitators in the Silver State Exchange. The Silver State Exchange was created before I was ever elected. Every Republican, by the way, in 2011, before I got there, voted for it. Not because they embraced Obamacare, but because they wanted the state to be able to control the provisions and the management of those of that law. Well, we voted to put facilitators on that exchange as well. Well, if we don't do that, the federal government comes in and does it for us. I'm a 10th Amendment guy. I'm a constitutional lawyer. I believe that the state ought to control our own health care and our own health care decisions. That's not supporting Obamacare. That's supporting the state of Nevada being able to manage the provisions of this law that I think is ill-conceived and I work so hard to defeat. And then the last point is the supporting the governor's budget. You know, you can say a lot of things if you'd like, and I'm sorry to see that my opponent has attacked the governor's policies and attacked the governor's budget, attacked what the governor has done over and over again. I supported the governor's budget. I was concerned about any kind of expansion of Medicaid. I said so on the Senate floor. But I will tell you this, Sam. I supported the governor. He's done a great job riding the ship of state.
And we are at time here. Sue, you get to respond.
Okay. So I would respond by saying I'm running for lieutenant governor against Mark Hutchinson, not about anybody else. And you can say who's voted for this and who's voted for that. But the truth is you got an F on your report card for being such a liberal in your voting record. And I'm going to ask you about the Silver State Exchange, because you did implement the navigators and the facilitators. You did give us the largest expansion of Medicaid in the history of Nevada. Are you proud of those votes? Are you happy about that? You couldn't have come up with a different solution like Florida has to help our Medicaid patients, where they're actually having wellness provided for them?
Let's send that to some response.
Yeah, I think that I will fully embrace my vote for having the state of Nevada control health care for Nevadans. The only other option, Sam, I guess my opponent is saying, we'd rather have the federal government come in and take this over and have the federal government come do that. You had a bad law that was either implemented by the federal government or was implemented by the state of Nevada. Brian Sandoval, me, and every single Republican senator voted to put the facilitators on the Silver State Exchange, which existed before I got there. I think that's the way to go. I'm a 10th Amendment guy. I'm a states' rights guy. And having the federal government come in and do that would have been a disaster.
I would just say that the Silver State Exchange is a failure. And just like your report card, you know, people get an F at 60. You have a 43 on your report card. And I would say that if you look at Florida or other states that have been able to reduce their Medicaid expenses because of they've chosen other things to do other than having the Silver State Exchange, it's unfortunate that we're paying the full price, we as Nevadans, for what you implemented.
Well, again, I'm not sure why there's such criticism on Brian Sandoval and on every Republican who voted for the Silver State Exchange to keep it within the state of Nevada. It's unfortunate that my opponent would rather have the federal government come in and do that rather than support the governor and rather support the Republicans who voted in favor of that.
And it's a shame you have to keep using the governor's name as a crutch. You're running on your own here, Mark.
Well, I'm just telling you, Brian Sandoval signed that into law, and she wants to be his partner and is consistently criticizing him.
All right, just a couple of quick answers, quick questions, because otherwise we're going to run out of time here. Lieutenant Governor is currently the vice chairman of the State Board of Transportation. If elected, what would be your philosophy about allocating state highway funding to the north, south, and rural areas? Maybe do 15 seconds. On that,
I would be as equitable as I can. You know, so many of these rural communities are taking me to every pothole and showing me every street that needs a stop sign. I certainly would be as equitable as I can for the entire state. When you have a state office, it's not about where you come from, but it's about looking at the entire state and seeing what the needs are.
Quick answer, if you would.
Sure. The quick answer is I would allocate the funds where they were needed, and most importantly, Sam, stop, you know, raiding that fund to try to balance the budget. We need to have have infrastructure and spending on our highway systems and keep that money where it belongs.
Okay, all right. So now we've got about 45 seconds apiece, so please go ahead
for your close. Okay. So I'd like to thank you again, Sam, for having this debate and everybody who's watching and who's so interested in this race. And I'd also, you keep saying this is the last debate, but I would like to challenge my opponent to say, why would this be the last debate? I would love to come back on your program or any other program, frankly, to have more debates, because we only went through two or three questions, and I'd like to talk more about it. I believe I'm uniquely qualified for this job because of my tourism experience, my business experience. This is a full-time job for me. I'm walking away from my job to do this full-time, and I challenge my opponent to say that he's going to walk away from his lucrative law practice to make this a full-time job. I think it's a very important time in our Nevada history to have a full-time lieutenant governor.
Mark?
I'm crisscrossing the state of Nevada, meeting every Republican, every voter, every person I can, and trying to gain their confidence and their support. We've had five debates, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to do that. We've had probably 15 or 20 candidate forums, many opportunities for people to see our contrasting views and our contrasting philosophy. What I want to tell Nevadans is I've fought for you before. I'll continue to fight for you to diversify our economy, to build jobs, to protect your constitutional rights. We're going to be continued to have challenges with this federal government. We're going to need somebody who has pushed back against the federal government before, and I'll continue to do it on behalf of Nevadans.
Okay, and if you guys come up with a debate that works for both of you, we'd be happy to have you come back and talk some more right here on the show.
Thank you
both for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmaker after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
There's something new in the neighborhood. Where you gonna go? Rail City.
Were you born before 64? Then get delicious dining options for just $3.33 with our Born Before 64 menu, only at City Cafe.
Where you gonna go? Rail City! Rail City!
The last time you enjoyed the delicious and authentic taste of Super Burrito. Meet your friends. Treat your family. Anytime's a great time for Super Burrito. With locations in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and Minden, there's a Super Burrito near you.
Super Burrito, we do it right.
I don't think we've heard the last of Donald Sterling.
Anderson Cooper, Barbara Walters, inside their Sterling exclusive.
Then, I saw you dancing.
He won his X-Men dance party and new Dolly secrets.
Next Insider.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. The next broadcast from CD3, Congressman Joe Heck will join us. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.